So it sounds like the community was perhaps a lot closer knit when you were a child growing up than now.
Definitely. There were less houses. I think everyone knew everyone. Everyone socialised, and I think a lot of that was, like, all of us children went to O'Hara U School. Everyone, mum and dad would be out most weekends socialising within the valley. And now there are more houses. People send their children, the school closed eventually because there weren't enough children that went to the school, and it wasn't so much there weren't enough children in the valley, it was because people chose to send their children to a private school or to a Catholic school, so the valley school wasn't utilised, whereas in my days every child that lived in O'Hara U Valley went to that school, and it started from year 5 right through to form 2. Year 8 is that now, I think, yes. And it was fun, and we all socialised. All my friends were only in the valley. I didn't know anyone out, any other children out of the valley. We used to, in Form 1 and 2, go to Tech. We'd get a taxi and go to Rara in Johnsonville. There were only 8 of us anyway in Form 1 and Form 2, the 8 in my year that went through. There'd be children that would come and go through the years, but Form 1 and Form 2, there were 8 of us, and we'd get a taxi there. So I started to know a few other people outside the valley, but we had, you know, we just all would gang up on the weekends or ride our bikes, or, you know, you'd ring mum and say, actually, mum, I'm not coming home. I've gone down to my friend. I'm at my friend's house. I'll be home soon. We did really everything. And I must admit, though, then going to college, it was quite difficult for the first year because all you knew was the valley children. But there was one valley girl my year that went to the same college that I did, so, which was good actually.
So you were a day pupil at a school, you weren't boarding or anything like that?
No, I was a day, yeah.
So travelling in and out of the valley?
Yes, my brothers went to boarding school when they went to college, and at Scots College, and I think because of the transport, getting them in, and I went to Queen Margaret's, and there was a father in the valley, his children went to Queen Margaret's too, and he would stop and pick me up and take us right through to the college in the morning. So I'd just wait at the gate at 8 o'clock or whatever time it was and be ready. In the afternoons we would go to the railway station, catch the train, and mum or one of the other parents, there were 3 families that went there, would pick us up and bring us home, drop us all home. So that was, yeah, every day going to college. And my brothers just came home in the weekends. So there was a bus that used to go to Newlands College and Onslow College, and a lot of the children from the valley went there, but my parents chose for us children to go to a private school. So.
And when your brothers came back for the weekends, would they socialise within the valley again, or were they sort of between worlds of people that they were meeting at school and people here?
They socialised within the valley. They've got some very close friends even now that have moved out of the valley but grew up here, as well as they had friends from their colleges that they are close to even now. Even my older brother, he went right through college with one of his friends, and his friend has actually loved the valley. He grew up nearly at our home in the weekends, and him and his family, him and his wife and two girls had bought a section they're building down here, and they're actually renting a house in the valley at the moment until they're building. And that was knowing my brother Warren and just wanting one day, that's my dream, is to live in a Harrier Valley.
That's great.
Yeah. Primary school, going down to a Harrier Valley school, we'd just get up in the morning and walk. Sometimes we'd leave at 7 o'clock in the morning and get there at 9 o'clock, so we'd just go the hills everywhere. We'd pick up the children on the way if we wanted to. Other times we'd just walk straight to school. My grandfather. Probably half an hour. It shouldn't otherwise. It should take 10 minutes actually. If I walked it now, it would take half an hour, but it would take really 10 minutes. My grandfather, they had a big old Land Rover, and he could see through the vents. He'd open up the vents and drive. So he'd drive past us ducking down. And for years and years, we really thought that the Land Rover would drive itself to my dad to pick him up. You know, we never realised that my grandfather was driving this. And he did that for years. Magpies would swoop us on the way. There were a set of trees. The trees have actually fallen down now. And we would always be swooped by magpies. We'd have a bag on our hat, on our head, you know, walking through these trees. I don't know why, because we don't seem to get magpies now that swoop us at all, but they're quite aggressive. I know even my dad said he was pecked, and he even has a grey patch in his hair growing up through where a magpie had swooped on him. This is his story anyway, so... it was fun walking. Sometimes we'd ride our bikes to school. I remember always falling off down one of the steepest hills. There'd always be gravel down the bottom of it, of someone's driveway, and I fell off nearly every time I rode my bike to school. And I can remember my mum being quite upset one day because I fell off quite badly, and I went to school and the teacher put on a purple, you don't put it on now, but it was like a purple dye thing, and I had many all on my face and my arms and everything. And mum was taking us to the circus after school, so she was quite upset because I was purple basically, and you couldn't wash it off. I think it took weeks to come off. I remember one day throwing my sandwiches on the road, which was a big mistake because my dad or my grandfather found them and knew that they were mine, but it was cottage cheese and date or something. So why would a young child eat that? So I was grounded for that, and I think I had to make my lunch from then on because I'd thrown away my sandwiches. I remember being grounded once because we took a neighbour who was renting one of the houses on the farm, and we took their son. We knew that up a hill, and there were magpies there that would swoop down, and we, my brothers and I, left him there. And we took off, and we had to go to bed early for that. But it was all fun and games.
Sounds like you had to be quite tough as kids, really, living in
the valley. Very, very. Even now, I'd say I'm quite tough. I could do more than my husband, actually. Quite daredevil and all that. Yeah, you did. You did have to be quite tough, and you were left to your own devices, really. Sundays, my parents would go off to the golf every Sunday. One of us children would always cook do a roast. We always had a roast on a Sunday, and actually even my family, I have a roast with my children now every Sunday. We would cook it, so mum more, we would have turns of, and that was probably from 10 years old onwards, I'd just say. First mum would set it all up and then say turn it on, but then probably from 12 onwards we had to actually peel the potatoes, do all that, and we'd even make dessert. So we'd maybe make a rice pudding or a wacky cake, which is a chocolate sauce pudding. So we'd have to do all that, and they'd leave at 12:30 and get home at 6 at night. So that was quite young, and yeah. I think when we got a bit older, we'd maybe get a phone call because our music was too loud and they could hear it at the golf course, or people would be complaining, so we'd have to turn that down.
So it sounds like you always had, even if your parents were off doing other things, there were always other people around kind of looking out for what was going on around you. And
always, always. And I even tell my children nowadays, you know, don't do anything silly because there'll be someone will see you, someone will. But that's how I was growing up. Someone would know, someone would see you, something would happen. Years ago, our family moved into the valley, and we were just saying goodbye to mum without going to school, and he stopped to give us a ride, and we sorry. And then mum saw him and said, "It's okay, children, you can get in the car with him. We know him. He's just new in the valley." So we're very streetwise as well, you know, very aware of, you don't get into cars with anyone you don't know, you don't speak to anyone, because occasionally you would have people in the valley driving around or something. So we're quite aware of that, and we never did, and we knew that we could run fast, and we knew where to run. That, you know, not that it ever did happen, but you know, we were very aware that, hey, we'd jump the fence and take off, or we could hide here or go in these bushes and, not be caught as such.